Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mully and Hall, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Fairleigh Dickinson is going to go to the first round with their first NCAA tournament win ever.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It has begun, and let's get out to the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the $7,000 off on Jeeps. And there we find Tim Doyle working with Stadium and CBS Sports, a longtime friend of the program. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Morning, Tim.
Good morning, guys. Obviously, the madness has begun, and I passed on a note to your outstanding producer, Dustin. I've just survived night number three, sleeping at a senior citizen development on Long Island with my parents as I'm out here working for the tournament, and it has been quite the experience.
Oh, I don't even want to ask where to begin. I mean, mother of God.
I'll just tell you this, okay? The whole place smells like Bengay, which actually isn't that bad for like 5 minutes. And then what I've learned is, old people, the circle of life, you're supposed to get wiser. All old people do is gamble and fool around. There's a sign in like the playroom here, they call it. It says STDs are highest among people in their 20s and people between 70 and 80. And I'm like trying to eat lunch there. I was like, this place is wild.
Wow.
I was on vacation one time and we were climbing sand dunes. And so I was like, God, my calf is killing me. So I got some Bengay, rubbed it on my calf, and I'm standing in line for coffee the next day. And the girl looks at me and says, you smell like soccer practice. So help us out, Tim. What are we looking at with these play-in games? I thought that yesterday was a lot of fun. I enjoyed seeing some teams that we don't normally watch. I thought the Prairie View and Fairleigh Dickinson game was really good. And tonight we get to watch, I guess the team that is going to be sacrificed at the feet of Duke. But in the other game, there's a couple of coaches we'll recognize, some old heroes going at.
You're in the right place to be for St. John's to be playing.
Yeah.
Yes, and obviously talking about Bobby Hurley at Arizona State and Chris Mullen, who I believe saved his job. Getting St. John's into the tournament. If you haven't seen their point guard play, Shamari Pons, he is electrifying, left-handed, is able to score at will. He's going to take a lot of shots tonight. He can make guys better. St. John's has an outstanding starting five, but which St. John's team is going to show up? The team that beat Villanova or the team that lost to DePaul? So they've been so inconsistent this year. This is a tough game to kind of handicap. I know Arizona State is 2-point favorite. I lean towards them. But I love the fact that yesterday's games, a team like Belmont got a chance to compete in the tournament. I mean, the Ohio Valley Conference got two teams in. Obviously, everyone wants to see John Morant from Murray State. But Belmont deserved to get in. And I'm all about the mid-majors getting an advantage to get into the tournament. I mean, we watched the tournament for two reasons. Right, you want to see the Cinderellas early, and then you want to see the big boys late. And it's so hard to schedule if you're a mid-major. Like, there's no reason in my eyes that Loyola of Chicago doesn't play Northwestern every year. I mean, I think that's an absolute joke. I think that you're cheating the fans of Chicago out of great Chicago basketball. I think Philly does it right with the Big Five, and everyone plays each other. I mean, there's so many bad non-conference games that I know Mully used to cover. I know, David, you used to be at those games when Northwestern's playing, Northwest, Southwest. Like, any school that had a directional in front of them, you knew they were going to be bad. So why not play the schools around? I'm all for all the Chicago schools playing competitive, compelling non-conference games.
Tim, Chicago fans the last 2 years have been spoiled. Northwestern was a national darling in 2017, and last year the Loyola story sort of captured everybody's imagination. if you're looking for a team to be like that this year, who's the best story of among the mid-majors or among the teams that maybe we don't expect to succeed?
Yeah, I got a ton of double-digit seeds winning, David. I got double-digit seeds winning all over the place. You could check out my bracket on my Twitter feed, which is at TimDoyle00. I like Yale. And the reason I like Yale so much is they go up against an LSU squad that is missing their coach, obviously Will Wade's, and some very, very hot water there. LSU's got NBA guys everywhere. And when you have dysfunction in the locker room, and now you lose your coach, these guys are already thinking about, all right, where's the next step? And you go up against a Yale team that has an NBA player on the wing. They play Duke very competitive down at Cameron Indoor. I watched that game very closely to take good care of the basketball. And you know the crowd is going to get behind Yale when they take the lead in the first half. Everybody's going to be rooting for them. And it just reminds me so much of when Indiana and Kelvin Sampson, when that was a disaster there, he gets dismissed. Dan Dockage, of all people, becomes the head coach there. And that team was talented. They had DJ White, then Eric Gordon, and they got run out of the gym by Arkansas. So that's a game I got my eyes on. Other double-digit seeds I like. I think Belmont's going to win two more games. That would be three in, whatever, five nights. I like New Mexico State. They won 30-plus games. I got upsets all over the place.
Do you like UC Irvine?
A lot of people like UC Irvine, and they're going up against Kansas State, right, Molly?
Yeah, Kansas State, and Kansas State's got another injury. Ward's out again.
And Kansas State has a tough time scoring. I think Illinois, all in all, and Illinois fans, I would love to get their opinion on this. They made a mistake. I mean, I know Bruce Weber wasn't like the sexiest coach of all time, but ever since he's left Champaign, now they're starting to go in the right direction. It's sort of kind of been a disaster down there. And I know he inherited a very talented team, and Bruce Weber always makes me so angry because he said, it's not a rivalry with Northwestern because we kick their butts every year. I went, Bruce, you dirty, you know what? But he's right. He did dominate us at the time. And he's gone to Kansas State, and that looked like a really odd hire, but he's done a great job. I think he's up for National Coach of the Year. I do like Kansas State in that game, but, Molly, I expect it to be like 59-58, one of those grind-out type of games.
Tim, I'm curious about who your Final Four is, but I'm more curious about how much advice you took from your son, Joe. Those are great videos you post on Facebook and social media. Who's he picking?
Yeah, it really depends. Whatever, like, if I buy a police car from, like, Walgreens and I put it in front of a team, he's going to pick that team. I love how people are like, does he actually watch the games? I'm like, can't even wipe his own butt. No, he doesn't watch the games. He's four, crying out loud. And I got to give Dan McNeil a lot of credit. And I know Dan has a son that has had some issues, and he really poked the bear with me because I never felt comfortable, because I didn't want people to feel bad for, like, a situation that I had. I know there's a lot of dads out there and dads listening right now that, you know, going through tough times with kids that have, you know, different ailments and disorders. And, you know, my son definitely has had a ton of ups and downs, and I always tried to portray him as just a normal kid. I didn't realize until recently that all that stuff and all those videos are actually more therapeutic for me than anyone else. And him and I have a great bond, a great relationship. He has, like, gotten more positive feedback from people in town and coaches when I'm on the road calling 40-plus games. But you guys giving me that compliment really means a lot. Thank you.
Great stuff, Tim. Who is your Final Four? Have you picked the Final Four, and who do you have winning the thing?
Yeah, I just, as a fan, I'll give you the Final Four first. I have Duke. I have Nevada, because I'm just trying to beat Gonzaga, and I think Gonzaga is going to run into Syracuse, and I don't think that's a great matchup. But I just found out that Jordan Caroline from Nevada is really banged up, so yeah, that might alter my pick a little bit. I think Florida State, Michigan, obviously that bracket in my eyes is really tough. I'm trying to beat Virginia just because I'm a racetrack guy, and it's like,
yes,
if a horse always goes to the front and doesn't get to the finish line first, I mean, how do you, like, what's your past performance to say about Virginia? I think they run into a buzzsaw in Purdue. I think Carson Edwards could put on like a Kemba Walker type performance. And then North Carolina-Kentucky matchup, I actually had Kentucky and I scratched it out of my bracket and I left it in there, and I have North Carolina, and then maybe it's just the fan in me. I want to see North Carolina play Duke for the fourth time, and I think experience wins out over the sensational freshman on Duke. I have North Carolina winning it all.
Wow. That's right. I think most people look at Duke, Tim, and I think I wonder if we're going to look back at this tournament as much great analysis has gone on and all the reasons people choose. They've got three potential top five players in their starting lineup. They're all freshmen. They're all prone to having bad games. But if Duke is healthy, how do they lose? I mean, how do they lose to North Carolina? How do they lose to anybody if they are healthy and functioning as much as they can?
David, I agree with you. They're the most talented team in college basketball. But I see the stat, and I've seen it multiple times, so I'm just going to kind of regurgitate it out there. They shoot 30% from three. So that would be the lowest percentage from three of any team that's ever made the Final Four. And that could end up being their Achilles heels, just like so many teams we've seen that aren't good free throw shooting teams. It always seems to bite them. In Chicago, haven't we seen guys that miss kicks all the time when they get a chance to make a big kick? Don't they usually
miss
it?
That's just cruel, Tim. That's just cruel.
That's something that just sticks out to me. So they certainly are the most talented team. You want to know something? I looked at their bracket, Duke. They got some brutal games. I think VCU is going to be a dogfight. That spread's going to be like 7, 8, or 9. VCU is going to cover that spread. And then they go to D.C., where they run into Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech has obviously got a great contingency. They've already beaten Duke. They're not going to be scared of Duke. They get Justin Robinson back. If Duke wins that game, then they got Michigan State. Like, they just have a brutal draw for the number one overall seed. So they're certainly going to be tested, but talk to Bruiser Flint, who was the old Drexel coach, and now he's the top assistant at Indiana, and he said that Zion Williamson is the best athlete he's ever seen. And that's a guy who's been a head coach for a long time. Obviously, coached against Zion this year when Indiana got blown out by Duke. And it's great to see him on the floor. I thought it was a dumb move, him coming back, because he's got hundreds of millions of dollars waiting for him. But it is great for the sport because he is electrifying to watch.
Tim, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you, pal.
Thanks, Tim. Some advice. Make sure you knock on doors before you walk in any out there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's great. I just feel like there's like cottage cheese like all over the place. This whole place is gross. I can't wait to get out of here.
Take care. Good stuff.
All right, Tim. Thank you, buddy. Tim Doyle, Stadium at CBS Sports.
Yeah, and those videos he does with his son are well done.
Chicago Joe.
Touching, yeah, and they're kind of fun to watch.
No question about it. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.